morning scripture is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, as it had been told them. May God add his blessing to his reading of these holy words.
I come from a musical family. My brother John is a professional musician. He's a piano professor at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro. My sister Carol was a music major in college. She had a beautiful soprano voice. She starred in many musical productions in high school and college. We grew up with music in our home. There was often an album playing on the stereo in the living room, or there was a record from the innovative jazz musician Dave Brubeck playing. Our parents took us to hear classical music at the Fort Worth Symphony Orchestra, or attend live musicals at the Casa Manana Theater. There was, of course, music at the church. I learned many of the hymns by heart. I was a member of church choirs from preschool through high school. In high school, I was a member of a musical ensemble called the Saints. We would sing popular songs and religious songs and even do a little choreography along the way. I could not play the piano like my brother. I could not sing solos like my sister, but music was in my blood. I don't know if the shepherds were musical or not. We know that people sang and played instruments back then. 1,000 years before these shepherds, there was another shepherd boy named David who was a musician. As a youth, long before he became King David, he tended his father's sheep. When Saul was troubled, that's King Saul was troubled, he commanded his servants to find a musician to come and play the lyre to soothe his troubled soul. And the musician they recruited to come and play for King Saul was a young shepherd boy named David. He would play the lyre, and Saul would feel better. The lyre, by the way, was a musical instrument that produced sound by plucking the strings with the fingers. It was used in both secular and sacred music, even used in the temple by the Levites. In fact, there were many musical instruments that are mentioned in the Bible. Besides the lyre, there were bells, castanets, cymbals, drums, flutes, harps, horns, pipes, tambourines, also called timbrels, and trumpets. So there was a lot of music in biblical times. The book of Psalms in the Old Testament is basically a songbook, a hymnal. It contains many songs that were sung in the temple. And many of those psalms are ascribed to David, who must have been a poet as well as a musician. As I said, the shepherds in today's scripture were 1,000 years after David. But I can imagine that maybe they passed the time watching their sheep with the music of flute or a lute or a harp or a lyre, or maybe just by singing. Music has a way of lifting the spirit and helping the time go by. Well, in this well-known passage from Luke's gospel, these shepherds were in the fields outside Bethlehem, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm bringing you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." Well, Professor Leon Morris, in his commentary on Luke in the Tyndale Commentary Series, says that there's something about these shepherds that may have been different from other shepherds. Now, as a class of people, shepherds were not highly regarded. In fact, they were kind of considered low-class people. Because of their work tending sheep, they were ritually unclean. They couldn't attend all the temple ceremonies. They were considered unrighteous. And because they moved around a lot because of their work, anytime something went missing, the shepherds were the first suspects for having stolen it. They were widely considered to be thieves. In fact, shepherds as a group were considered so unreliable that they were not allowed to give testimony in a court of law. It's somewhat surprising then that God would announce the birth of Jesus to lowly people as shepherds, given their bad reputation. But Professor Morris notes that these shepherds were tending their flock in the fields outside Bethlehem. Now, this was somewhat unusual. Usually the shepherds were further out in the wilderness. That's where the sheep were. But Bethlehem was near Jerusalem. In fact, it was so close to Jerusalem that a rabbinic rule in the Mishnah specified that any sheep found between Jerusalem and a place near Bethlehem was presumed to be an animal for sacrifice in the temple. Professor Morris observes that these shepherds were probably tending sheep intended for temple sacrifices. Now, tending sheep for such a holy purpose may have sensitized these shepherds to the message they would receive from the angel. So these shepherds were the first to hear the birth announcement. And what an announcement it was. Born in Bethlehem was a Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. For centuries, the Jews have been waiting for a Savior. For centuries, they've been waiting for God to send a Messiah, which means anointed one. Not only was this child the Savior and the Messiah, he was the Lord. Now, the Lord was the word used to describe God himself. And so the angel described this child in the highest possible terms: Savior, Messiah, Lord. No wonder the angel said it was good news of great joy for all the people. And suddenly the angel was joined with a multitude of the heavenly host, and they began to praise God and sing, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." That's where the music comes in. The angels began to sing praise to God. Sometimes a spoken word is not enough to convey the message. Sometimes music is necessary, because you see, music goes through the mind straight to the heart. The angels sang that the coming of this one, this Savior, the Messiah, the Lord, would bring peace on earth, peace on those whom he favors. Now, wait a minute. Peace on those whom he favors. Does it mean that God favors some people and other people? Not at all. John said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. God favors everyone. Jesus came for everyone, but not everyone would receive God's favor. Peace with God comes through faith in Jesus. Peace with each other comes through faith in Jesus. Peace on earth is God's gift in Jesus. The reason our world is so far from peace on earth is that not everyone in our world believes in Jesus. Not everyone has received this good news of great joy. Some messages are just too powerful to be spoken. They must be sung. The heavenly host sang praises to God and promised peace on earth to those whom he favors. God favors everyone, but we must accept God's favor. God will not impose himself on anyone. God does not force himself on anyone. The shepherds understood that. They understood that they must respond to God's invitation. And so when the angels left them, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go into Bethlehem and see this thing that's taken place that the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And near the beginning of the sermon, I said, I didn't know if the shepherds in this story were musical or not. But on a closer reading of the text, I believe they were. At the end of the story, after seeing Jesus in the manger, it says the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. After having met the Christ child face to face, how could they keep from singing? Have you ever had a song get into your mind that just kind of rattles around inside there? It just won't leave. I mean, sometimes that happens to me. I hear a song and it will stick with me even in the night. I'll wake up in the middle of the night and realize I've been dreaming about that song. I've been hearing it, or I've even been singing it in my dreams. Well, this was no dream for the shepherds. This was their new reality. They had heard angels singing. They had seen the reason for the angel song. And that's what the birth of Jesus does for us. It puts a song in our hearts. It puts a song of joy in our lives. It gives us a song that we will sing for the rest of our lives. And when our life on earth is over, we will join the angels and sing with joy in heaven. One of my favorite authors, Howard Thurman, wrote this. He said, "There must be in every life some place for the singing of angels, some place for that which is breathlessly beautiful, something that gathers up all the freshness of experience from drab and commonplace areas of living and glows in one bright light of penetrating beauty and meaning. The commonplace is shot through with new glory. Old burdens become lighter. Deep and ancient wounds lose much of their old, old hurting. A crown is placed over our heads that for the rest of our lives we are trying to grow tall enough to wear. Despite all the crassness of life, despite all the hardness of life, despite all the harsh discords of life, life is saved by the singing of angels." I don't know if you are musical or not, but I do know that Jesus came to put a song in your heart. Amidst all the crassness of life, amidst all the hardness of life, amidst all the harsh discords of life, life is saved by the singing of angels. Our Father, it was good news of great joy that the angels proclaimed, good news of great joy that would change everything. good news of great joy that changes our lives as well. For as we receive your favor, as we accept Jesus, we find a new song in our hearts. We find that life is changed by your great gift. Help us, our Father, to receive more fully the gift of your love. And receiving that love in our lives, help us to sing even with the angels. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to sing a song to close our service this morning, a song that's in the hymnal number 122. And we would invite you to consider your relationship to God and Jesus Christ. If you've never publicly professed your faith in Jesus, what a wonderful time to do that. Follow him as a believer in baptism. And maybe you've been a Christian for some time, but you're not part of this church family. You'd want to unite with us. We'd welcome that decision as well. Invite you to come to the front as we stand together and sing hymn 122, Good Christian Friends, Rejoice.